God responds to Paul's prayer just as he responded to the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. This response may not have been what Paul liked or even wanted, but God did respond in grace. Sometimes it can be easier to pretend that we are still waiting for an answer from God instead of receiving his delivered no. But God's answers are never without a purpose and a plan. So even the no's from the Lord are a blessing, even if we don't understand in the moment. God didn't take away Paul's thorn, but he did provide Paul with his grace. Looking at grace, there can be a misunderstanding that grace and unmerited favor are simply forgiveness of sin and a ticket to heaven one day. Grace is actually continual strength while on earth to fulfill the purpose and plan that Jesus has for us. Jesus promised his grace and presence now, not just for hope in the future one day. So in that, we can have pure joy that our suffering is not in vain, but produces good things in us and for others. We may be worried about worldly things and pleasures, but the Lord is concerned for the condition of our heart, something that we might be blind to. Practically, how can you reframe your perspective to joy instead of sadness when faced with trials?